Welcome to Politically Emotional, talk to transform our collective emotional pain. Here's your host, Diane Altomare.
Welcome to the show. I wanted to do this show for so many reasons, but mainly because so many of us are being emotionally affected by what's happening politically and by the collective emotional pain. This week was the 50th anniversary of Martin Luther King Jr. being assassinated, and Monday was Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And ironically, this week, racial tension and racial issues have been triggered. It has been reported, although some people don't agree with this, that the president made a remark about Africa and Nigeria being asshole countries. So whether you believe it or not, again, this week, controversy and emotions are running high. And that is what we are talking about today. I welcome your calls right now at 425-373-5527. If you are watching this broadcast on Facebook Live, make sure to read my comments so that you can hear the guests. You will want to open another browser window and go to 1150kknw.com and click Listen Now. Our first guest will be with us shortly, but first I want to share with you, as I was watching the news coverage this week, I was struck by Senator Cory Booker's comments about what's happening. He said these kind of words that come from the president, it's not the vulgarity. It is the bigotry and the discrimination that in our climate today causes damage. These words just don't disappear. They fester. They poison and they give license to a lot of people who are intent on doing bad things. And he went on to say, for us to be silent in the face of a president who utters reflective bigotry and not say anything, we know our history and we know what happens when people stand by and do nothing and say nothing. We must not be silent and complicit. And yet, at the same time, having shared all of that, I believe that it is important for us to not point our finger and project blame onto Trump, although he has his own personal responsibility to take for what he's awakening. But what we must do is go within, as always, and identify where we are part of the collective energy, where we're hateful or prejudiced or unkind or withholding love, where our shadow beliefs, our shadow self is preventing us from stepping up and stepping out and having us to continue this silent and complicit way of being. And I can personally say that I have been silent and complicit in the political realm up until I just couldn't stay quiet 3 months ago when this show began airing. And I talked to so many people who feel the same way, that up until a year or two ago, when our collective emotional pain really rose to the surface, that they too were silent and complicit in many ways. And as we talk about on this show every week, we are being awoken in this country in a big way, emotionally and in many other ways as well. And it is our responsibility to take how we are being affected and transform it into something amazing for our future and the future of our children and our grandchildren. And I couldn't think of a better soul and leader to join me today in this very conversation and mission. Our special guest is Jeffrey Malone, who I met 16 years ago when I began my coaching training with the Ford Institute, founded by Debbie Ford. Jeff has been an amazing guide, mentor, and friend, and he is the co-founder of Lumen Worldwide and Center for Seven Lights. And as he and I talked about yesterday, although we haven't spoken by phone for about 5 years, deep relationships always remain strong. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm happy to be here.
It's so awesome to have you here, and you are such a huge light in the darkness that we're experiencing. And I really admire and am so inspired by you always. You are contributing amazing things. I love your purpose and your mission to make America love again. What exactly do you mean by that?
Well, it's a long story, and I'll try and be short about it. As you know, I grew up and taught in the shadow world for years and years and years, and what I realized was that we had lost track, that the values of this company, this country, somehow got warped and messed up, and we started loving things that really aren't a part of the core values of this country. That if we're not standing in what's most important to us, if we don't protect that which we value most, there is no love. I mean, think about Make America Love Again is really aimed at, we have to love the things that are most important. We have to love truth.
Yeah.
We have to love connection. We have to love compassion. We have to love empathy. If we don't, they get lost. And as as you know, I am very, very passionate about this. I watch so many people hating Trump.
Yeah.
And I went, that's not the answer. In fact, what started this, I saw the movie, the Star Trek movie, and there's a scene in it where two of the resistant fighters are charging this large cannon in these vehicles, and this one guy decides the only way it's going to do it is for him to commit suicide and ram his vehicle into this large cannon, and the other one's saying, no, don't do that, and he says, I've got to, and all of a sudden she runs her vehicle into his and knocks it off course. It doesn't take out the cannon, and he runs over to her and he says, why did you do that? And she said, we don't win by fighting hate. We win by saving love.
Mm.
And it struck me. And I just went, there it is right there, that this is about winning. This is about winning back the values that are important in this world, whatever it is you love. I don't see that in the political world right now. I don't see a lot of them trying to save love. I watch them, you know, holding 800,000 lives in limbo.
Yes.
That send them home, and they are home. And I go, where's the love? I look at Puerto Rico. I have friends in Puerto Rico. They're 110 days without power. These are U.S. citizens. Where is the love in that?
Yeah.
And the list goes on and on and on. And, you know, the funding battles that are going on right now in the Senate, you know, the CHIPS program, children health program, it's not a bargaining chip. It is something we have to do. And so the point of really, like, Make America Love Again is to remember what is truly important.
Yes.
And that's why I started it. I do another program. It's called Shoutouts, where I shout out when someone does the right thing.
Mm.
And we have to acknowledge people doing the right thing, even people we disagree with when they do the right thing.
So bringing more energy to what it is we value, love, compassion, light, strength, doing the right thing, whatever it is that we value, you're shouting that out. You're calling that out. And what do you mean by we win by saving love? And how do we do that? How does somebody listening today, how do I, in a practical sense, on a day-to-day basis, how do I win by saving love? What would that look like?
Well, you know, from a political point of view, it's how we vote. And it's the amount of noise we make. You were making an interesting point a while ago about that this is exhausting, that some people have been in resistance since last January. And, you know, on a day-to-day basis, it can be an absolutely exhausting thing to continually take this on. But that is exactly what the conservative people in the country hope to do, is to exhaust us so that we go away.
Yes.
And so what we do is we continue to stand for what is right, no matter what. You know, we can't stop. We have to go right through 2018 to 2020. That you said another thing that it was so true for me, that, you know, I was a Republican for most of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And about 10, 12 years ago, I started watching the amount of moral things that were entering in, how moral the Republican Party got, and how judgmental they got. And I had to back away. And I'm about as progressive and liberal as you can be now because of that.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to stand. and never back away and take full responsibility for our own governance. It is not up to them. I think most of us just stepped back and said, you know, I'm going to go let them do that. Well, look what they did.
Yeah.
Look what they did. We let them pull Citizens United. We let them money take over. We are as responsible for the corrupt government we have today as the people doing it. Sitting there and blaming a party or anyone else isn't the answer. We have to be involved, and we have to be active. So what we have to do is we have to stand up for what we love. Well, I love the fact that we're taking care of children. And I believe every American citizen deserves to be treated with respect and dignity. To me, it makes no financial sense to not have a health care program that supports everyone. It, you know, having people uninsured just raises the cost of health insurance. It doesn't lower it.
Yeah.
And a tax program that benefits the wealthy, you know, the most successful time in our country's history was when our tax rates were the highest. It's when the middle class was formed. And everything that's happening is happening because we let it happen. And I, for one, that's what this is about. I'm going to stand up for what I love, equality, integrity, truth. And you just can't step over it. Does that make more sense?
That is so perfect. You can't step over it.
No.
Yeah, you can't step over it. So when you see something, and that's one of the reasons that I brought up what Senator Cory Booker said, was because what he was saying is that to step over it, to not tell the truth about it, or to just not want to be a part of it, whatever it is, right, whatever we're talking specifically about, he was talking about the vulgar comments that the president was reported to have made. But it can be in many different things. If we're going to step over these issues, right, if we're going to just let things slide through to get a bill passed and not stand up for equality and integrity and values, if we're going to step over those things, then we are as responsible as everybody else. And that is why I wanted you to be on the show today, because I knew that you would so clearly communicate with us that very important wisdom.
And love doesn't mean, you know, all these people come to me and they go, you know, we have to fight. Well, love doesn't mean that we don't fight. But we don't fight hate. We fight for something, not against something.
Okay.
We fight for truth. We fight for integrity. We fight for love. That, you know, it's such a different approach. We're not on the defense.
That's so good. That is. Can you say that again? It doesn't mean that we don't fight.
Oh.
Say it again. Do you remember what you just said?
Yes, making. yes, I do remember.
I know that feeling when somebody says to me.
Because people come to my Facebook page, Make America Love Again, and it's like, well, we need to love, and love is, you know, you never are confrontational. No. There are times that we have to fight for what's important.
Yes.
We have to fight for our children.
Yes.
I will tell you, I will fight for my children, and I will fight for other people's children.
Yes.
But I'm not going to fight against Trump. I'm not going to fight against the Republicans. I'm going to fight for what makes the best sense and people that are doing what makes sense. And that is the political process. That's why elections work.
Yeah.
And the more noise we make, you know, the louder we are out in the world, the more it's affected. I can tell you that I have probably made 10,000 calls to senators in the last year. I have I do no less than 5 to 10 calls a day, and some days hundreds of them. And I do texts and I do Facebook posts. I want people to be aware of what's happening. You know, because there's so many lies being told to us about what's going on with our government. And so what we do is we fight for what we love and what we believe in. We don't fight against anything.
So brilliant. We fight for what we love and what we believe in. We don't fight against it. It's just so powerful. So powerful.
Well, it's what works.
Yeah. And it's what feels good, too. Because when we're in the energy of fighting against, we are in that low level, that negative vibration. And I believe that when we are in the energy of fighting for something, we're actually using maybe the energy of our anger to fight for that, but that feels good to use that energy to do something that is aligned with who we are at the depth of our being.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you caught it.
Yeah.
See, in just a 10-minute conversation, you got it.
I got it. I always get it. That's why you've guided me and been a mentor for so many years, is you're just so brilliant in the way that you get straight to the heart of what is going on and how we can change what it is that we're doing and how we can change how we're looking at things.
That's right.
In just 10 minutes. So anything else before we go to a quick commercial break that you want to share with people that are still feeling powerless, are still feeling despair? I know people have said to me, what else can we do except something politically to make a difference? What else can they do?
You talk about it a little bit in your intro, that we have to take back our projections. We're so lost in our projections on Trump, on so many of the people in government, that we can't deal with them. We are affected and not informed. All we need to be with people in government is informed. And we have to catch our own limiting beliefs, because it stops so many of us. I can't do that. I'm not good enough to do that. I'm not important enough to do that. We have to stand in. We are the single most important, significant person on earth when we start to talk. And so it's really doing that self-evaluation and doing your inner work so you're strong enough to stand and truly be a part of the resistance, fighting for what you believe in.
Yeah. And take back your projections. Can you share with people that don't know what that means, just a little bit about how they could do that and where they could go to start that life-changing process? Because you know that for me, 16 years ago, that changed everything.
Well, I've trained, as you know, thousands of integrative coaches, and they all know how to do that. And anyone gets an integrative coach, they can immediately get help with taking back their projections. The idea is this: whatever you can't be within yourself, it's there. We're everything. And so what we can't be within ourselves, what we've made wrong, what we never want to be, we see in others. In fact, we naturally attract them to us. Trump is here, for those of you that are affected by him, negatively or positively, to reflect something back to you so that you can take that back.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is you reintegrate that part of yourself. You stop disowning it. You stop avoiding it. You stop making it wrong. And you go, oh, that's where it is. You know, we're all liars. Everyone here is a liar. If we judge that and make that wrong, we're falling into that. All of a sudden, we have a shadow. It's when we lie and what we use that for that really matters. And so, the concept of projection is probably one of the most difficult concepts to understand. But once you start to reintegrate parts of yourself, and you can do that with a coach, you can do that by reading Debbie Ford's book, Dark Side of the Light Chasers. There's a process right in it to do that. And do that work, you will no longer be affected emotionally, and you'll be able to see things clearly without your limiting beliefs, without a shadow getting in the way of you seeing and hearing it.
Yeah, it changes everything. It changes the way you see every relationship. It changes the way you see everybody around you and everything that is happening. And it totally transformed my life 16 years ago, which is how Jeff and I met. If you have not read Debbie Ford's book, The Dark Side of the Light Chasers, you've got to go grab a copy, because it absolutely helps you to see everything that Jeff is talking about and how to really transform whatever it is that you're seeing in Trump or whoever you dislike or hate or are angry at or shouting at on social media. Instead of having those hateful conversations, it shows you how that is a reflection of what's going on within you and exactly how to embrace it, process through it, make peace with it so that you can heal the past and be able to respond to what is happening from the depth of who you are and what is aligned with the way that you really want to show up in the world. Jeff, thank you so much for being a part of the show. And I would love for you to come back, because as you shared, projection is, it's a hard concept. And some of the dark shadows and even the light shadows are hard to embrace. And I would love for you to share more about that.
Yeah. I would love to do that. And actually, most of my work today is in helping people embrace their light shadows, because that's turning out to be what most people need to get through this. It's not their dark.
Yeah, which is why I love the community and the Facebook page. And you said it was called Make America Love Again. Is that correct?
Yep.
Yes. Okay. So people can join you. Jeff?
Please, it's open to the public.
Yep. All right. Thank you so much for being here and for sharing your brilliance.
Thank you. Love to be here.
I will connect with you very soon. And after our short commercial break, I will be back with today's final thought.
Healthy, harmonious relationships are almost as important to our well-being as the oxygen we breathe. Yet for many of us, relationships are an area where we struggle. Emotional and relationship expert Diane Altomare will guide you to uncover the root of what's causing conflict or disharmony, so you can get back to feeling good about yourself, your relationship, and your life.
My husband and I were separated, and after only 4 sessions, I can share with great joy that he's moving back in. We now have more perspective, peace, and compassion for each other moving forward.
To learn more, call 626-460-0452 or visit DianeAltomare.com/coaching.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/1150KKNW.
Welcome back. Today's final thought is about being silent and complicit, which is what we have been talking about during our show today. And the reason that it really struck me this week is because it really is part of what Jeff and I were talking about with projection and the shadow. When we are silent and complicit, we are not allowing ourselves to really embrace the intensity of what is going on within us. We're covering it up, we're masking it, and we are avoiding it. And that is not a free or empowered way to live. And from that place, we really can't give what it is that we want to. So this week, ask yourself, where am I silent and complicit in my own life? And where am I silent and complicit with what is happening in the world around me, whether that is politically, whether that is via racism, whether that is via sexism, whether that is you projecting hate onto somebody else, or spending so much time focusing on what isn't happening the way you want it to, and instead, like Jeff said, standing for, fighting for love, fighting for what you believe in, fighting for what you want in your life. And often it can happen in our own home, in our day-to-day experience, in our career, in the business that we run. Like Jeff said, we step over something, and in that moment, we lose our power, we lose connection. What I share in my book, Clarity, is it doesn't matter if you feel angry, sad, irritated, depressed, whatever you feel in response to what's happening. What matters is that you honor your feelings and you allow yourself to have them. And that is part of the conversation that we've been having today. In order to take our projections back, we have to be willing to connect first to what is happening emotionally. So this week, notice and pay attention to, be conscious of what's happening in your life, in your relationships. maybe an injustice that you're seeing that in the past you avoided because you said, you know what? There's nothing I can do. I'm only one person. My voice isn't really going to have an impact. Those are the things that we are talking about that so many of us have been silent and complicit with, that we say, my voice isn't going to be heard, or one person's opinion isn't going to make a difference, but it actually is. And not only does it make a difference, but when we express how we feel, when we come together to really make a difference, we move mountains. And that is what you are seeing in this country today. You are seeing people stand up and say, what is happening is not okay. It's not okay for my children. It's not okay for our grandchildren. And I need to be a part of the solution. And part of the solution is us each doing our inner work, looking at the ways we are being affected by what is happening in this world, coming back to what's going on with us internally, and using books like The Dark Side of the Light Chasers, written by Debbie Ford, that talks all about projection, or the book that I wrote last year called Clarity, that talks about really honoring your emotions and what to do with hate and anger and upset and disappointment and silence and being complicit. What do you do with all that? How do you really transform those emotions so that, as I talk about often, you can use the energy of that emotion to take action that's aligned with who you are and what you believe in, instead of allowing that emotion to control you and take over? So this week, pay special attention to, be conscious of what's happening in your life, what's happening in your relationships, what is happening in your career or the places where you have avoided dealing with something because you didn't feel that your voice mattered. Your voice matters. And the only way to transform what's happening in our country and individually is to be present to how we're feeling and being affected, and to gain the wisdom of these very experiences to make the changes we most desire. You can grab a copy of my book, Clarity, on Amazon so that you can dive into exact ways to use this emotional roller coaster that we are all on right now to transform your life and the world around you. Thank you so much, Jeff, for sharing your brilliance and wisdom. For everybody listening to this broadcast, for those of you watching on Facebook Live, I would love for you to join me in my community on Twitter at DianeAltamar.com. Thank you for joining me on Politically Emotional, where we talk to transform our collective emotional pain into peace, love, and hope. See you guys next week.